Hello, everybody. Hope we're all well. My name is George. This is the FPL Banter Pod. And a great week for me, a very good week in the FPL world. A lovely green arrow, 65, 44k red arrow, which leaves me on 111k in the world. So, you know, if the season ended now, that I would hit my best ever score, my rank. Obviously, we are aiming for that top 100k. Yeah, a good week despite the Liverpool front three not being what it should have been in my team, because I made a last minute change to my last pod. I went Ekitike and Salah in the end, which felt great. Sunday morning I felt great about it, and then Matt in the Slack sent a message in the group, like, Slack and Ekitike bench rumoured, blah blah blah. I was like, at first I thought he was trying to wind me up, because me and Matt do have a bit of a wind up relationship at times, and then I checked the tweet and it was actually true, and then Lee popped in and said, this guy, when he says a team, 9 times out of 10 it's right. So I was like, for God's sake. So, and it was true. Salah and Ekitike were benched, and the game was playing out. Liverpool 1-0 up, and about 25 minutes to go, he brings them both on. I'm like, right, here we go. They're going to put their foot on the gas now, and they're going to win this 3-0. Salah's going to get a goal, and Ekitike's going to get a goal and assist. Lovely jubbly. Nothing. If anything, they were all worse, and Spurs got a well-deserved point, by the way, in that game. Deserved all 3 points, arguably. I thought they were brilliant, and they were brilliant last night as well. So in terms of this Sunday and their massive game against Forest, I think they win. I think they do. I think they've gained a bit of momentum now. They're either now listening to Tudor, or the players have just said to themselves, right, we're Tottenham Hotspur, we can't be going to the Championship. And I never really believed they were. I think this is a game. I think if they lose this game, then the head will turn. That I might go, do you know what? They might go down. A bit of a bonkers game week. In terms of the FPL Banter Pod, which has, I will update you, and there's a reason I will update you, which consists of me, Claire, Steve, Nicole, Louise, Duncan, Fiona and Andrew. So I am now top with 42 points. So I'm tribal chief mode at the moment. I'm, if you know what that means, Roman Reigns, look it up. I'm very up there. I'm God mode. I feel like I'm in God mode. I'm owning this league. And this is the biggest lead I've had in this league. As you all know, this league is very important to me. I do have another wrestling fan behind me in second, behind me in 42 points, with Claire, who still has a wild card. I think she still has all the chips except the TC. So she still has a wild card, a bench boost and a free hit. So I am wary that Rhea Ripley, Claire, is going to come and try and close line me off the top spot. I'm very happy with my score this week. I'm very happy with where I am in the mini league. So hopefully I can keep my foot on the gas and keep going. Best score of the week, by the way, was Nicole, who got, her defence pretty much bossed it. Sensei with a 10, Gabriel with a 9, Rea with a 7. The Bruno cap, I mean, if you went Bruno cap, you probably have got a green arrow, as long as you have, as I say, as long as you had a Bournemouth defender in there, Arsenal defender, and the Dango Thiago double up, which is what I had as well, which also got a score to a 70. So she's done great. As for Stevo, man, you're bottling it like Southend did in the playoffs last year. Not good, mate. Not good. But you are a good FPL player, and I'm sure you will come back at some point before the end of the season to challenge me for that top spot. So yeah, we shall see. And yeah, as you know, I really want to win this league more than I want to get the best over rank I've ever had in FPL. But, you know, it's bragging rights. It's a bit banter. The banter league, that's what it's all about. Banter and fun. That's all we want to have in that group. So on to my score for this game week. So we had, first of all, Saturday was great. Burnley Bournemouth, I thought, all right, I didn't get Raya. I was like, right, I'm not going to get Raya. I'm just going to play my Burnley and Bournemouth defender and pray for a 0-0. And we got it. We got a 0-0. Hill got an 8. Dubravka got a 6. I was slightly surprised he weren't in the bonus. So he obviously, I don't think he made that many saves. Yeah, he got no save points in that game, which is a little bit bonkers when you think, you know, Bournemouth, they got Rayan, they got Tavernier, they got Evan Nilsson, they got Krupa Jr. And Dubravka didn't, I think he made 2 saves in the end. And I think to get an extra point, you need 3. That was a little bit of a surprise to me, because I thought Bournemouth would win it about 2-0. I was more hopeful for the Hill clean than the Dubravka clean, but look, I'll take the both, I'll go, I'll run. My only Arsenal player, Gabriel, got a 9. Arsenal doing Arsenal things. Max Dalman, 16 years old, probably has just won Arsenal the league, as long as they don't have a catastrophic bottle job. Fair play to the kid, what a moment. And, you know, and he looks a baller. I'm not going to sit here and say, like John Terry said the other day, he plays like Messi or whatever he bloody said. But he's good. He's a talent. There's no need overhyping the talent. He's 16. Let him grow. And hopefully, who knows, maybe next season, he could be in all our FPL teams. Who knows? Gabriel doing Gabriel things. Virgil with a 2. Could have been a clean sheet, but, you know, fair play to Spurs, as I said earlier. Got back into it, well-deserved. And Liverpool, again, inconsistency. And I think that's on me. I shouldn't have really trusted Liverpool. As bad as Spurs are, going Ekitike and Salah was, it was a punt. It was a punt to get both of them, because Spurs have been that bad that I just thought, well, surely, if he starts them both, they're just going to run right on them. At Anfield, they still need to win games to get Europe next season, unless they go win the Champions League, which I don't think they do. I think PSG are going to absolutely railroad them over. Sorry, Liverpool fans, anyone's listening, but they're too inconsistent. And yeah, great, they won 4-0 last night, you know, whoop-de-doo, but Galatasaray, they should be beating Galatasaray at home at Anfield. Like, you know, the only defence I will give Liverpool is they do have, the second leg is at Anfield, and I said on the Slack the other day that a European night at Anfield, no matter what Liverpool team they have, no matter who's fit, who's not, there's always a fighting chance where you have to go to Liverpool on a European night. But I'd still think, the way PSG just looked like a proper footballing side against Chelsea. And I know Chelsea were awful, and they were awful. And Rossinia with his little huddles and respect the ball and his multicoloured pens, like, jog on, mate. Like, honestly, he is not Premier League level. I've said it since day one. He's not a Premier League manager. By the way, this is great for me. I'm a Brentford fan and I hate Chelsea. But why the board think he would, well, we know why the board was a right fit, because he was in the Strasbourg is part of the whole Bowley consortium, whatever you want to call it, thing. So he was already on the payroll anyway. So, but it was just daft bringing him in. And Ressa's probably at home somewhere laughing at Chelsea right now. Anyway, that's my little Chelsea rant. And then we have, so Menyo with a two, doing nothing against, who'd they play? They played West Ham, didn't they? Yep, he'd done nothing. Salah and Ekitike, I've already spoke about, with their ones. And then Dango with a lovely touch from the Kelleher long ball. Lovely touch, and then a lovely pass to Thiago. So I've got the Dango-Thiago combo. Thiago should have had more. He should have had at least two goals in this game, and we should have won it. And I say we should have won it. We were shocking second half, like really bad. I'm going to go on a bit of a Brentford tangent here, so please bear with me. Chelsea lost, Villa lost, Liverpool drew. Like literally everything that went our way that weekend was everything we wanted, pretty much, bar a Spurs win. And, like, we're not going to catch Man United anyway, so Man United can do whatever they want to do. But the chance was there, and if we won on Monday, we would have been 1 point off Chelsea, 2 points off Liverpool, and 4 points off Villa in top four, who are massively declining, by the way. Just getting battered every week in the Champions League, not in the Champions League, in the Premier League. And we have Wolves at home, who are basically down, despite them, you know, fair play to them. They've drawn with Arsenal, they beat Liverpool in the space of 3 weeks. And it was like, right, okay, we've got to go for this, we've got to attack it. And first half we did. I thought we were a bit nervy first half for the first few minutes. And then we got a goal, and then we got the second. We were literally cruising. But obviously there was a pass back before the Wolves goal. So really they shouldn't have got their first one. But I was like, right, okay, it's 2-1. They've just scored right in half time. Come on, boys, come out here. Put a fight up. Attack them. Attack them. Don't sit back. Attack them. And what we do, we sat back. We tried to time waste. We couldn't string two passes together. Sade was awful. I mean, I cannot... I've heard people like Sam and that say... I like Sade at Spurs. Have him. I will give Sade the money to get a train to Tottenham. Honestly, he was dreadful. And that's not the first time he's had a bad game like that. And when he has a bad game like this, he just drops off. And like it's everyone else's fault. It's like, mate, just... Oh, he annoys me. I love him. When he's good, he's brilliant. But when he drops and... can't put a pass together, and oh, it's just, I want to kill him. But, where was I? but yeah, we drew 2-2, we got a point, so now we're 3 points off Chelsea, 4 off from Liverpool, and then we're 6 off Villa. So, I mean... And I looked at the fixtures this week. The way Chelsea are at the moment, they're a car crash at the moment. I think they'll lose to Everton. I think Villa will lose to West Ham, because West Ham look good at the moment. They look really good. And I tell you, they were unlucky not to beat City this week. And then we got Leeds away, which isn't the easiest fixture in the world, but that is still a winnable fixture for us. So if we can win that... Again, we put ourselves in a position where we can still go for a... I believe we will get a European place. One of them. Even if it's conference, I believe we will get one of them. Whether we're ready for it, that's another story. That's another debate to have. But I still think we're in a good place to get a European spot. Look, obviously the dream is Champions League. But deep down, I know we're nowhere near ready for that. And I think we would get battered in the Champions League. We'd either do well in the Champions League and stink the league, or we'll do great in the league and stink the Champions League. So we'll see. But look, obviously as a fan, great, we want to get in Europe, and the club will get more money for that, and you know, all great, but we just game by game now. And yeah, look, I love Andrews at the moment. I love what he's doing, and yeah, credit to him. So yeah, I got the Thiago Dango combo. And then João Pedro over 2 and Ekitike over 1. So, we go on to next week. And I was feeling quite good about game week 31. I was like, right, good. I've got 11. I've got 11 now. And that's why I did the Salah move. I used all my transfers last week. So, right, I've got 11. And then I was watching Spurs last night, and the Slack was updating me on Liverpool scorers and Lee in there as well. And Salah scored, and he got 2 assists, apparently. I was like, great, brilliant. He's great. He's getting a bit of momentum. He's got Brighton next game. I'm going to hold it. I'm going to roll. I'm happy with what I've got. And then I think it was Danny who said, oh, he's gone straight down the tunnel. He pointed to his pointed to something on his leg, said that he felt something, and that was it. I was like, are you kidding me? So, I have a Salah-shaped problem at the moment. So, I'll read you my team. So, Dubravka in goal, still. You know, why not? He's got a clean sheet. This ain't the week to make a goalkeeper transfer. Dubravka's there. If Roos is fit, which there's a rumour he might be fit for the derby, I may change it. Because Newcastle might be absolutely down in the dumps after that 7-2 thrashing against Barcelona last night. Just on the subject of Newcastle, because I will get to Newcastle's attackers in a minute due to my Salah problem. There's been a lot of Chow's going up in price, and Chow and Hall are going up in price tonight, allegedly. And before I started this pod, I mentioned in the banner group that I thought everyone getting on the Newcastle defence was slightly overhyped, but Nicole, Newcastle fan, as you know, and she made some very good points that she doesn't see clean sheets in Newcastle, but Chow gets Defcon a lot. He's always up for the set pieces, so there's a goal in him, and I think he's actually got 3 goals already this season. So he's Newcastle's Gabriel, in a sense. He'll get you Defcon, he'll go up for the set pieces. So there is that, and also Newcastle have a doubler. That's why people are doing it. I also like Hall. Fair play to Nicole, by the way. She made some great points on when we're having this discussion. I also mentioned Hall as well, because Hall has the assist threat at the moment. And for me, Hall has been exceptional. Despite the 7-2 thrashing last night, I still think Hall, I don't say he's world class, but for me, he would be my left back for England in the World Cup. I think he's been brilliant, and there is a world where maybe Hall comes into my team in 32. I may sell him for Romero potentially. So I still think they're slightly overhyping it, but I get it at the same time, because as Nicole said, they have a double, and Chow seems to be a bit of a Defcon machine for Newcastle, and Hall, as the points are made. For my back three, Romero, Hill and Virgil, it is what it is. Hill has been an absolute godsend. For the money he is, I think I got him at, he's 4.2 now. I'm pretty sure I bought him at 3.9. He's playing like a premium defender. He's giving me points that what Virgil should be giving me. That's like, he's getting Defcon almost every single week. He got an assist for me, I think, the first week I had him. It's just been exceptional, absolutely brilliant. So I'll probably have Hill till the rest of the season, because he's just a set and forget. And he's brilliant at that price as well. Virgil, yeah, is what it is. And Romero. Romero I've had since my wild card. I benched him in his first week. He then got a red card in his second week, and he hasn't played a Premier League game since coming Sunday. Probably the biggest game in Spurs Premier League to date, the biggest game Spurs have in the Premier League. And I'm 100% manifesting a Romero bullet header in the last minute to win the game for Spurs 2-1. Be in the Slack's delirious, Sam Bonfield is delirious, everyone's happy, I'm happy because I've just got a bloody Romero goal, everything's wonderful. That is what's going to happen, that's what I want, happy days. And then my midfield has double United midfield with Bruno and Mainoo. Now, to be fair to Mainoo, I think last week, yeah, he got DEFCON. Yeah, he got 15 DEFCON contribution, 15 DEFCONs. And he played 90 minutes. So he's a 90-minute man. I know he's not really assisting or scoring or doing anything like that, but he's doing the dirty work. So a little DEFCON against Bournemouth. Happy with that. Dango stays despite his Panenka the other week. He repaid me on Monday with the lovely assist. And, you know, again, he stays in. And then a front three of Thiago, João Pedro, XTK. I'll do the captaincy now because it's Bruno. That's it. There's not a solid debate for anyone else other than Bruno for me. Yeah, I mean, Thiago, I guess, maybe, but he's just got his Brazil call up. I don't think he'll be playing to. He'll be trudging along. He'll obviously want to score. Of course he will. He's a striker, but he won't want to overdo himself. He'll want to be ready for that Brazil call-up. XTK, maybe. I mean, the problem is, right, everyone in my team, except Hill and Romero, have away fixtures. And it's never nice when you have a team full of away fixtures because you don't really know where to go. But Bruno's just the most consistent player in FPL right now. I think someone said he's got 12 double-figure hauls this season. And, I mean, his last three, he's got a 13, an 8, and a 10. It's just a no-brainer. Bournemouth aren't that great at the moment. They're drawing with Burnley. They drew with Brentford as well. They haven't scored in two games, by the way, Bournemouth. So, yeah. As for Salah, credit to Sam, by the way, because I asked her this question on her Instagram, on her Thursday chat, and she answered it for me, which is basically, look, unless Slot says Salah's fine, it was just like a niggle, we took him off for a precaution, la di da di da, I'll keep him. I'll play him, I'll keep him, because ideally I want to roll. And I suppose a part of me could still roll, and I could just play 10 and have 2 for 32. There's a little part of me that thinks that might be a better idea, but I just don't like the idea of going in with 10, and I want 11 out. Of course you do. So I've got to look at, is it worth it for the longer game to hold two, to then have 2 free transfers for game week 32, when then in 33 and 34 I'll probably be using my bench boost and free hit? Or do I just go, yeah, fine, we're going to do it. We're going to sell Salah. Thing is, if I sell Salah and Haaland, and I want Haaland back for whatever reason, I don't think I will. But if I sell Salah to the three names I'm going to tell you about in a minute, it means I literally have a one transfer route back to Haaland if the fear of Haaland is too much. As it was horrible watching that West Ham game and not having Haaland. I know he's been awful, and he has been awful, but I don't know. I still think there's, even though I do think the title race is over, I still think there is a title race, if that makes sense. And I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll see. Well, to be fair, if XTK blanks, I may go to Richarlison in 32. Now, I know that sounds bonkers, but he played really well against Liverpool. And then he obviously didn't play last night because he was suspended. I don't know. I just think with a bit of rest and with Spurs growing momentum, he might be the guy you want. But yeah, I mean, that's game week 32, so we'll worry about that later. So anyway, the question I asked Sam was, I may need a Salah replacement, and I gave her three options, Szoboszlai, Gordon, and Wilson. And she said just about Harry Wilson, and then Szoboszlai is a close second. Now, if I can 100% say Szoboszlai plays where he's meant to play, as in the 8-10 type role, it probably is Szoboszlai. But you, with Liverpool and with Slot, you never know what he's going to do with Szoboszlai. You don't know if he's going to play him right back. You don't know if he's going to play him in a 10. You don't even know if he's going to play him on the left sometimes. If I knew 100%, yep, Szoboszlai's going to play at Saturday 12:30 and he's going to play behind Ekotike or next to Wirtz, 100%, I think Szoboszlai's the one. And he's the one I want, and yeah. Gordon, at the moment, is playing as a 9. Now, on the bench last night was Voltomade and Wissa. Neither of them came on, which makes me think, oh, is he going to move Gordon back to the left and start Wissa up top against Sunderland? I don't know. If Gordon's a 9, who also doubles, it's hard not to go there. And, you know, Derby, he'll be up for it. Newcastle want to bounce back after that Barcelona defeat. That's also tempting. However, Harry Wilson, he's one of the players of the season for me. And he's got a really nice fixture with Burnley. Is it Burnley? Yeah, Burnley at home. Harry Wilson, he's back, he's fit. You know, he'll want to play well because it looks like he will leave Fulham in the summer. And there's been a few clubs that are currently in Europe wanting his signature. So he'll want to play his socks off again. And, you know, Burnley, you know, they put up a bit of a fight the last few game weeks, but they are down, really. And this, I think, if you want someone for the rest of the season, you probably go Szoboszlai or Gordon. But if you just want a one-week punt it on Harry Wilson, who, to be fair to it, yeah. I mean, after that, he has Liverpool. So after 32, I could then swap him back out to then get Gordon if he does well. So I think if I want to go for a player that I just want for the rest of the season, probably Gordon or Szoboszlai. If I want a one-week punt on Harry Wilson, who I think will actually haul this week. And by the way, if you didn't want to go Bruno, Harry Wilson is probably the second option. I wouldn't go there personally. I'd leave it on Bruno and forget. But I think if you wanted to go different, he's the other guy to go for. So I think Harry Wilson is the way I'm going to go, like Sam suggested on the Instagram story. Because really that is a nice fixture of this week. And if I'm going week by week, and, you know, he's a good player. He can still get points against any team. Like I said, he's probably one of the players of the season. So I'll be captaining Bruno. And then it's probably between Wilson and Szoboszlai for me. But I think I will go Harry Wilson. And yeah, that's it. By the way, it's a Friday deadline. Yeah, it's a Friday night deadline. So tomorrow evening, 6:30, I think it is. I'll double check that for you so I don't tell anyone the wrong time. Yeah, Friday, tomorrow at 6:30 is the deadline. And then after that, just honestly, guys, we're gonna have withdrawal symptoms, unfortunately. So after the 22nd of March, we do not have another Premier League game until the 10th of April. So I think I worked out like 19 days. There's international break with the World Cup playoffs, and then there's the FA Cup quarterfinals as well in April 3rd, 4th weekend. So we basically don't have any Premier League football for pretty much 3 weeks. Which is, yeah, it's horrible. But it is what it is. We probably could do with a Premier League break. But then after that, full swing, 32 to 38, all guns blazing, chips galore, bench boost, free hits, wild cards a lot, doubles, blanks, everything you can name. It's going to be absolute carnage from 32 onwards. And hopefully by the end of it, I would have won the FPL Bantam Mini League. I would have gone in the top 100k ranking, and Brentford will be in a European competition next season. Thank you all for listening. Enjoy, and green arrows.